Tasha Brown. Facebook. Tasha Brown for Mayor 2022. Instagram. Tasha Brown for Mayor. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I moved to the municipality of Nanaimo in 1987, and I am running in my municipality. What is your occupation, and for how long? School teacher since 2016. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. In 2016, during the first year of my teaching career, I was elected as the Aboriginal Education Representative for our local union, the Mount Arrowsmith Teachers Association, MATA. This volunteer position enabled me to attend monthly MATA Executive Committee meetings as well as attend various conferences with other Aboriginal education representatives throughout British Columbia, congregating to learn, teach and share knowledge in an effort to strengthen and support teachers' and students' understanding of Aboriginal perspectives and challenges. I also had opportunity to volunteer once a week at the student-led Gay Straight Alliance Club, which allowed me to support students in various ways. Why are you running? What's your motivation? In March of 2022, I read a story that a local man posted on Facebook. He told the story about his wife being assaulted and robbed after leaving a bank in downtown Nanaimo. For years, I had been reading about and witnessing the city of Nanaimo deteriorate before my eyes, but was a bystander to it all. For some reason, a post by a random stranger compelled me to stand up, as I feared that this attack could have happened to any one of us. I will be the voice that screams, enough is enough. What are your top three issues? Safety, social issues and overzealous spending by the city are the top three issues that must be addressed immediately. Feeling safe in our community is critical for the well-being of every citizen. The justice system is failing us, and the criminals are thriving. Unrelentless pressure must be felt by upper-level governments to ensure that the time fits the crime. Combined with safety, are the social issues that are plaguing Nanaimo, such as homelessness and lack of affordable housing. Lastly, the city of Nanaimo must pause beautification projects and invest money into the crisis that unfolds before our eyes. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Nanaimo is a gorgeous city that is often overlooked for its existing resources. This city could be a recreation destination for travelers, and a city that residents are truly proud to call home. By supporting current and future businesses and investing in our existing natural and fabricated attractions, I envision a community that thrives. We have an incredible boardwalk and downtown area that could be bustling with life with food trucks, musicians, artists, festivals and sport. I see a city that invests in our hiking and biking trail systems for recreational enthusiasts. I see a city that enables citizens and visitors to access and enjoy Nanaimo River, a true gem of this community. With very little polishing, this city will shine. What's one big idea you have for your community? To build upon my 25-year vision for Nanaimo, I believe a world-class indoor waterslide facility could put Nanaimo on the map, and secure its position as a recreation destination. The fact that Nanaimo has two ferry systems bringing travelers to our door on a regular basis, yet we are challenged to retain these visitors, this fact needs to change. If a small town like Sylvan Lake, Alberta, with a population of just under 17,000 is recognized for their waterslide attraction, Nanaimo could too. This past summer, I visited the waterslides of Sawa Sen, where I met an overwhelming number of people from Vancouver Island who traveled to Sawa Sen specifically for the waterslides. This could, and should change.